Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for my dear friend and our health guru, Beverly Nadler. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, today is all about exhaustion. Why are you exhausted? Without even hearing the show, without even hearing from my friend Beverly Nadler, your health guru, I'm just going to say right away the number one thing that gets me exhausted is stress. And all the things that we focus on, the overwhelm, there's so much going on. I can hardly wait to hear the show because we can all use some pointers. In today's Coach's Corner, I'm going to share with you some of Bernie Siegel's favorite quotes on change, the ones that he loved, not necessarily any written by him, but his favorite quotes. Bernie Siegel, I know, loves quotes as much as I do because in many of his books, he has a lot of good quotes. So here are some of Bernie Siegel's favorite quotes on change. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Libba Bray says, and that is how change happens. One gesture, one person, one moment at a time. Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Tony Robbins, by changing nothing, nothing changes. Mother Teresa, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Mark Twain, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowline, sail away from the safe harbor, explore, dream, discover. Mark Twain gets credit for that one. And today we give credit to our health guru, who certainly knows about going into new ventures, new places, research, discovery, and everything that she does, she just loves sharing with you all. So, Beverly, did any of those quotes especially stand out for you?
How about every one of them, Joyce? I just think that your choices were excellent, and I do want to mention how much I appreciate Bernie Siegel, and I understand he will be on your show next Friday. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. He is our
Wonderful.
Guest next Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. He's just such an absolutely delightful person, and everything that he says or does is with love and heart. So kudos to you for having him on your show. But this radio show is probably one of the most important shows there is, if not the most important, because of all of the amazing guests that you bring on, besides me, of course, and all of the wonderful things they have to share with people to help them change and improve and enhance their life.
Absolutely, and you are a huge, huge contribution to the show. Every Thursday, you have such a following of people who can't wait to hear the next lesson because you always make a difference in their lives. Today, it's all about exhaustion. Millions of people suffer from undiagnosed fatigue, depression, food cravings, poor immune function, headaches, and other unpleasant symptoms of declining health without knowing why. In today's show, Beverly will tell you some fascinating facts about the importance of your adrenal glands. So she will explain all of that to you. But as I said, exhaustion really takes its toll on us. Those of us so overwhelmed with all that we have to do, and exhaustion does get in the way. Good morning, Beverly. Over to you.
Good morning, Joyce. Well, the fact is, this is really an undiagnosed condition. I mean, exhaustion is not undiagnosed. People know that they're exhausted. They go to a health professional, and then maybe they give them some extra vitamins or tell them, oh, it's nothing, or whatever they do, or a drug. But the fact is, what's happening is that their adrenal glands are worn out, and this is not diagnosed, because directly you need to work on, for lack of a better word, correcting that. The adrenal glands need to have a rest. They need to be rebuilt. They need to have specific nutrition in addition to good nutrition all around. Your whole body needs good nutrition, and we talk about that frequently. I'm not the only one that talks about nutrition. Joyce has other guests that do. But we talk about the importance of having the right healthy foods without preservatives and without pesticides and GMOs and all of the other unpleasant things that have been added to our food, and the importance of taking natural whole food supplements. We talk about that. And this will help your body to recover. But some things are specifically needed to deal with the adrenal problem. And that's some of the things that I'll talk about. But first, I want to explain something about your adrenal glands. These are very tiny. They're actually the size of walnuts, and they're just above your kidneys. You might think of something as small as that can't be very important, but they're extremely important. because they produce 50 different hormones. And this was a surprise to me because when I think of my adrenal glands, with the thought that I had was about adrenaline and cortisol. It never even occurred to me that they actually produce 50 different hormones. And many of these are essential for energy and stamina and a sharp mind and a strong immune system. I just never thought about that. And healthy libido, which is extremely important, because when people who are interested in a healthy libido don't have it, they are extremely depressed, which causes more stress. And the number one function of your adrenal glands is to help your body deal with stress. So, Joyce, when you said when you think of exhaustion, you think of stress, you're absolutely correct. It is where the problem, and the problem is these two little glands that are just overworked and overwhelmed.
Sounds like all of us, overworked, overwhelmed. Many of you will say, and I'm underpaid at the same time. So
which causes
I just wanted to throw that in.
So when your body faces any kind of danger, your defenses kick into high gear in a rapid automatic process, and it's known as the fight or flight reaction, and that's something that we have inherited from our prehistoric ancestors. And originally, the purpose of this was to either fight or flee from our enemies. That's all that was happening in those days. We didn't have the economic issues that we have now. We didn't have the worries over our family. We didn't have the many things that are going on. We didn't have terrorists. We didn't have this food that actually stresses our body, believe it or not. And so at that time, this was a very important thing to kick in if there was any danger. And the danger then was from the enemy. It was either animals or it was another tribe of people that were going to kill us, possibly. But now what our body does is everything. Everything is looked upon as an extreme stress. And so the adrenals respond by pumping out adrenaline, cortisol, and DHEA. So your heart rate and blood pressure increase, your digestion slows down, and your body becomes ready to face a potential challenge. And, of course, this helps you stay focused, energetic, alert, so you can handle the situation. Now, what's supposed to happen is once the stressful situation is over, your adrenaline levels drop pretty quickly, and the other stress hormones like cortisol and DHEA help refuel your body, and they bring it back to balance, called homeostasis, back to normal. This process is fine if the stress you're dealing with is sudden and short-lived and it's over. And you usually what happens when the stress is over, we go, and we just let our body relax. And then we go back into, you know, normal, what we call normal living. But what's happening now, because modern life is literally devastating to the adrenal glands, what's happening now is that we've got something going on, stress is going on 24/7. The demands of a career and a family, they pull us in a million different directions. You worry about your kids, your grandkids, you struggle to make ends meet. You're under the gun with work deadlines, or if you're a younger person, with school deadlines. Your finances hit a snag, and you're just anxious about the future. And in addition to that, we've got all of the things that go on during the day, the problems with technology, the things when your life begins to depend upon a computer and the internet, and all of a sudden it goes down, or you lose some of your files, or you can't get to the things into the sites you're supposed to get into, and you're driving and you're in traffic jams, or even something as simple as trying to get someplace on time and you're in a long checkout line. All of these different things take a tremendous jolt to your adrenal glands. They take a toll on you. And then when we factor in the environmental poisons, the processed food, infections, pain, if you're in pain for whatever reason, it's going to stress your adrenal glands. And on the other side of that is if your adrenal glands are stressed, whatever pain you have is going to be greatly intensified. Or any other problem that you have, if you're a person who's allergic, if that's one of your, you know, health issues, your allergies are going to be worse. Whatever is your, let's say, weakness, and we all have some kind of weakness, it's going to be greatly exacerbated when you've got all of this adrenal stress going on. Insomnia is one of the things. And so, you know, your adrenal glands are basically crying out for help, and rarely do we know how to help them. There's other problems. When the adrenal glands are affected badly, they also affect the liver and they affect the thyroid gland. And we also find that weight gain is one of the things that will happen because we're overstressed. Even when people say, I'm not eating more than I used to eat, I don't understand why I'm getting fatter. Well, what happens is the cortisol increases weight gain, especially around midsection. Also, poor blood sugar control. We have insulin resistance. And our memory, our thinking isn't as sharp as it used to be. We can have excessive sweating, dizziness. Any of these things can be caused by adrenal stress, including emotional imbalance, anxiety, and depression. And we look at these as separate things, and yet, in a sense, they're separate, but they can all have as their basis the fact that we have literally worn out and exhausted our adrenal glands.
I'm getting worn out and exhausted by all of this. There is so much to it. It's not just a simple explanation, get more sleep, lighten up, take on less, delegate. It's a very complex issue.
Well, the problem is these are the things to do, but when your adrenal glands are worn out, you can't sleep. You have insomnia. When your adrenal glands are worn out, you're more emotional. So what has to happen is you literally have to feed your adrenal glands, which first begins with good food. That's unprocessed food. Also with certain supplements, and we talk about supplements on this show. There are things that we recommend on this, on Thursdays with me, and on other days with some of your other guests. These will help. There's herbs that we can take, but there's also a strong need to rebuild these glands by resting them, by looking at your life and saying, what is it that I do not have to do, that I have told myself I must do? It's almost like pretending, and I mean this in a good way, pretending I am now in the hospital to rebuild myself, and I cannot get to my, quotes, email. I cannot get to my regular, you know, snail mail. I cannot make certain phone calls. I can't do these things because I am now in the hospital to rebuild. Now, we don't want to go to the hospital, that's for sure. But my point here is you need to look, if you want to heal your adrenal glands, you're going to have to pretend that you're in a situation where you cannot do certain things. And then if you have that in your mind, you look at, what is it that I'm doing? What is it that gets me so riled up that perhaps I can tell myself, you know what, that's not important. That doesn't matter right now. Only you can decide that. I can't. I know what it is for me, what I have to let go of, but I don't know what it is for you that you may have to let go of in order for you to allow your adrenal glands to rebuild and heal.
Beverly, I can hardly hold myself back from saying something. I've listened to you for as long as this show is on the air, almost 5 years every single week. And I agree with virtually 99.99% of what you say. I learned so much from you on every show. This is one time I just have to say I take exception to it, pretend you're in a hospital. I mean, everything I teach, what you think about, you bring about. How about pretending you are on vacation, and in order for that to happen, you have to take it easy on yourself. You need to do, I am healing. I am getting better and better every day in every way. So I would never give that advice as a coach. And since I endorse 99.99 of what you say, I know where you're coming from and I get it. It's not the kind of advice I would give.
Okay, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Unfortunately, most people, when they go on vacation, take everything with them. They rarely let go of their, especially their phone and their texting constantly. So that was why. But I do understand what you're saying, and I do not disagree with you. I don't care how people see it. As long as they say, I can't do this right now. That's
right, and I get it. As I said, I get you. I get where you're coming from, but I wouldn't want to give that visualization because everything I know and believe to be true about good health getting better is thinking and focusing on the positive. I certainly got what you said about vacation. They take everything with them. So maybe it's another image. Folks, I challenge you. Come up with that image, whatever works for you. I am outside at the seashore, and I came here to relax. Given that, I don't need phones, I don't need texting, I don't need computers, I don't need any of that, because what I need is my good health.
That sounds good to me. What I was going to suggest next is meditation. Very, very important is to just let go and take the time. And many people say, I can't meditate, I don't know how to meditate. There's nothing to know how. What happens when people meditate and they're not used to it is that their mind, they get thrown off because their mind keeps chattering. That's what our mind does. That's its job. Its job is to chatter. Its job, I mean, it thinks its job is to chatter because it's been doing it for so long. But when you're meditating, if you simply sit quietly and allow your mind to do what it does and just breathe rhythmically, just going, breathing, and focusing on your breath, eventually your mind says, I guess it's not. She's not going to pay attention, or he's not paying attention to me. So I'm just not going to chatter. I'm going to let it go. And some thoughts will come into your mind, and you just allow them to pass through. You are not your thoughts. Thoughts are just something that can pass through your mind, and you can let them go. Our tendency is that we must hold on to them, and then we must find out what else is going on with them. And I'm not saying that there aren't times when you have to do that, but not while you're in meditation. Meditation is a time to allow yourself to go into this other, quotes, world, which is a higher state of consciousness, which is the real you. I mean, we think of this physical body as this is who I am, but it's not. What we really are is soul, and with this body is within this body, and the body is what can get sick and have all kinds of problems and issues, but the soul goes on forever, infinitely. It never stops, and I mean infinitely means that after your physical body is gone, your soul is not. So if we allow ourselves to communicate with this higher part of ourselves, it helps us heal. And there was a doctor, he still exists, his name is Robert Benson. Before meditation became popular in the United States, he was teaching something he called the relaxation response, which was actually meditation. But he called it the relaxation response because Westerners were not interested in meditation. So he had his patients just sit quietly, and he told them, focus on your breath and a word. Use a word. And the word could be God, love. It could be one. It could be peace. It could be anything. But just focus on that and sit quietly and allow your body to relax. What he found is that people, regardless of what their problem was, including pain, headaches, back problems, heart problems, whatever their problem was, allergies, it was less and less. And some reported to him, to their great surprise, was that they felt more of a spiritual connection, because he didn't talk about that at all. But, of course, that was the original reason for meditation from the Eastern, you know, culture, is to become more connected with who we really are, which is a spiritual being having human experiences. And these people were very surprised and pleased at that. And he knew this. I mean, he was aware of the fact that what he was, but he knew that in order to get Westerners to be willing to meditate, he needed to call it something else. And this was 25 or 30 years ago. Now we're more, when I say we, the Western world, more accepting of meditation, and we don't look at it as something as being that difficult. But for those who have not done it in the past, I want to assure you, it is not difficult. It, when you first begin, your mind is not used to it. The way the mind likes to function is to do exactly what it's done before, nothing different. So if you suddenly impose upon it that you're going to just sit quietly, focus on your breath, and use a word such as God, what he also did mention, Om, because he said that was, and that's what the traditional Eastern word is, or if you take transcendental meditation, they give you a particular mantra, usually two sounds. But if you're not doing that, you're doing his relaxation, you pick your word that pleases you. But Om is the traditional for the Eastern type of meditation.
And I want to suggest another way to meditate. And beyond any shadow of a doubt, I know that Beverly Nadler will totally back me up on this one. And that is on the CD of Ariana, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Beverly Nadler's daughter. She has incredible meditation music on her CD, and that just might help you focus. Let me give you a little sampling of the two songs she has on her meditation, for meditation on her CD, the first being Freedom. And calming and relaxing. I'll have Beverly comment after I give you a little sample of the other one called I Am, also on her CD.
Thank you.
folks, if you're interested in that CD, and it is extraordinary, and it really gets you focused with the meditation tapes, and it's so beautiful, so lovely, just send an email to starvisions@yahoo.com. Beverly, I have to ask you to comment about that, given you're quite familiar with the work.
Well, let me tell you that you are obviously a mind reader, because I was going to say there are some wonderful meditation CDs available, and you just took it, and that is great, because you gave them some of the best meditation CDs that there are, which are, yes, it's my daughter. The crystal bowl that she's using there is tuned to the heart chakra, which in itself is going to relax you and assist you in coming, removing and releasing stress. Just listening to that and doing nothing else, just listen to that quietly. It will stop you, will not be thinking while you're allowing that. Close your eyes and just allow that beautiful sound. And that is wonderful, and I'm so appreciative and grateful that you played it. It's quite lovely, and as I said, it's my daughter, but she is very gifted and very talented, and she plays this wonderful crystal bowl.
And the apple falls not far from the tree. Dr. Denise Nadler, she's a chiropractor, a healer, a trainer, a coach, also an artist with one of the most lovely voices I've ever heard. In fact, it is the voice of an angel. Next, you're going to hear more from the voice of wisdom here, our health guru, on why it is so beneficial, so healthy to listen to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated. And her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us to have that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, you will see that it says follow. Simply click on that. You'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any show when you're not with us live at 11 Eastern. My goodness, we're around the world, so I can't even imagine how many different time zones we're in. You can hear us 24/7 in our archives. Back to you, Beverly.
I'd like to say that anything that you listen to that is positive, and certainly this show is a very, very positive show that you can add on a daily basis, and you can scroll down to find the particular shows that most interest you, because every show is posted on the Blog Talk Radio on Joyce's page, and you'll be able to choose the ones and listen to them. And when you are uplifting yourself, you are helping yourself heal. It's very important to all of it's interesting that the things that we can do to help ourselves heal affect everything. And that is every part of our body, our mind, our soul, everything. And listening to things and partaking in things and looking forward to things that are positive and enjoyable are extremely important for us, and certainly this show is one of them. It's hard to believe it's been on for almost 5 years. Wow. That's incredible.
Wow, wow, wow. And what makes it possible is you folks, those of you that come to the chat room every day, those of you that call the studio lines every day, those of you that listen every day, and we thank you for that, and we are most grateful for that. Okay, back to you, Beverly. Talk more about exhaustion.
Okay. Well, it seems, according to research, that about 80% of the public experiences adrenal exhaustion at least one or more times in their life. 80% of the public, and yet it goes undiagnosed, and very little is being told about what to do for it. I've given you some of the pointers, but there are certainly others, and I'll go back to the nutrition and the fact that it affects our liver, it affects our thyroid, so it's so many things. But there are some things that you can take in addition to excellent nutrition, which we recommend here. We have a wonderful herbal supplement that we recommend on this show. In addition to that, there are other things that you can take.
You're waiting for me to share something?
Yeah, extra sharp, because it has many of the herbs that will help restore the adrenals. It's not the only thing, but it certainly is helpful.
And if you're listening to Beverly every Thursday, I'm sure you will agree that she is indeed extra sharp. And this is a supplement that she advocates, that she takes every single day. But I say to you, only take it if you want to be extra sharp.
Do you often feel tired, stressed, and have trouble mentally focusing on things? How'd you like to be happier with more energy and mental clarity? You can with Extra Sharp, a healthy herbal beverage. Just drink 2 tablespoons and you'll be on your way to a power-packed day. Extra Sharp contains 21 different healing herbs that go into action immediately. You'll notice the difference in just minutes. Order Extra Sharp right now by logging on to healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me. Order yours and feel extra sharp now.
And those are a mixture, a blend of wonderful herbs. But I just want to say that the main product this company advocates is something I want you to know about as well. So if you do check out the website healingnaturally.me, you might want to look into this product, keeping in mind that the answer is yes.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if healing naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
Healingnaturally.me, if healing naturally is for you. Go ahead, Beverly.
So glad that you played both of those because they're basic. That's basic nutrition. You don't have to have your adrenal glands worn out in order to take those supplements. That's just basic to good health. They affect everything in your body. And they are, I recommend them highly, as does Joyce. Take them every day, and they make a huge difference because they are activated in so many different procedures and processes that your body is going through every moment of your life. And there are the specifics also, if you want to heal your adrenal glands, and that's to stay away from sugar. You see, your nervous system and your adrenal glands respond very poorly to sugar. And the B complex is very, very important for healing your adrenal glands. But what sugar does is it uses up your B complex in order to be digested. And if you're not having enough of it, then you really are not even getting what your adrenal glands need to support them. They need the B complex, and it's being used up when you're eating sugar. There's more and more reports coming out from about how bad sugar is, but this is something I've been talking about for at least the last 20 years. But long before that, the information has come out that how bad this is for just about everything. Doesn't mean you can't have any sugar, but the amount that we are eating now and the amount that's put into our processed and preserved foods is just over the top. And it is taking, literally destroying our B complex, which is absolutely essential for our healthy adrenal glands. There's also some things, if you suspect that this is an issue for you, I'm going to highly recommend that when you go to your health professional, that you ask your health professional, he or she, to recommend adrenal support. There are products specifically for adrenal support. They include certain herbs. Most of these are exotic herbs. They're not our usual herbs that are specific for helping the body to make its adjustment from stress. They're called adaptogens. There's also something known as glandular, literally the adrenal cortex from animals, yes, the pure, well-fed, grass-fed animals that is ground up and put into a capsule and helps to feed your adrenal glands. Ask your health professional, because they probably are not going to recommend it. If you come in and talk about it, that makes them think about it. But it's not on the tip of their tongue generally, because adrenal stress is not what they're mostly focused upon. But this is something you can ask. You can also find, these are sold online. You can find out about them. Catalog companies have them. But I'm not a health professional. Well, I'm a health professional in one way, but not one to say get this for that. When I talk about herbs and I would talk about Immunical, we're talking general health. Right now, I'm getting very specific with your adrenals, and I'm saying that you need to focus on that. Ask a health professional that you can find by going into Google and saying adrenal support. You want something natural. You're not looking for a drug here. You're looking for natural adrenal support, the special herbs that are specific for that, and then there's the adrenal gland that will help you. They definitely work. I know that from my own experience, but I'm not in a position to recommend any specific company or any specific products.
Okay, Beverly, as we're starting to wind down a bit here, what is it you do want to recommend?
I want to recommend that you take this discussion that we've had today very seriously. If you see if you can let go of some of the things that are stressing you. See, think about whether or not some of your problems, because they may be headaches, they could be allergies, it could be different pains, it could be insomnia, it could be digestive problems. All of these things may be related to adrenal stress. So you may want to find out, and I don't know what the exact examination would be for this, but I would say definitely to ask your health professional to consider the possibility that that's what you're suffering from. Because if 80% of the people suffer from it at least sometime in their lives, it could well be your problem. And whether you find out anything about it, to consider meditation and definitely consider this wonderful meditation CD. I hope that you will contact my daughter at starvisions@yahoo.com and have this and just allow that beautiful sound that will comfort your heart and your soul to pour through you, and that will definitely help to relax you.
And to be clear, it's really not a meditation CD. There are two meditations on a CD of all original inspiring songs by Ariana. I play them often on our shows because they're so beautiful. Truly, she has the voice of an angel. So I don't want you to think that the whole CD is meditation songs. It's all beautiful songs. And as I said, I often do shows where I feature excerpts from the different songs. That's how extraordinary they are. That's how beautiful they are. I would say she is one of my favorite, if not my favorite singer, because she does indeed have the voice of an angel.
Feel free to play a song right now. And I would like to add to that, that listening to music that you enjoy and music that is soothing is also something that will help heal whatever is going on in your body.
Well, this one on that CD is truly one of my favorites. It's Time. So it's time that I'm going to share it with you all. I get started on this music, I just can't stop. One more, Dreams Don't Die, and then I'll come back to Beverly.
Inside, too soon it's over. vow. But she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead. Studies voice, has no choice, she's trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by. They live forever in your heart. You will never be apart from your dreams.
Folks, as I said, when I start listening to that music, it just reaches deep down into my heart, deep down into my soul. And as I shared with you, I did a whole show with the inspirational songs of Ariana in our archives on January 21, where I gave excerpts of my favorite songs, all very extraordinary. Let me go to our studio lines here. 212-584, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Gary. I'm calling from New York. How are you today?
Gary from New York. Where are you from in New York, Gary? I came to Florida from New York.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Long Island City, Queens.
Yeah, what brings you to the show today, Gary? I take it you're a first-time listener.
I am, and I love that music you were playing, too. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, I'm calling with kind of a heavy heart. My son and I, we really bond over music, speaking of music. And I don't know if you've heard the news. We were big One Direction fans, and Zayn left One Direction. Did you hear about that?
I did, but I don't consider that earth-shattering news. I'm sorry.
I know. And for most of us older people, it's not. But my son is 12. He really loved them. And I saw your show here, and, you know, it's talking about depression and exhaustion. He couldn't even sleep last night after he heard the news. He's really sad, and I was wondering, would you mind just talking to him and tell him, you know, things like that really aren't the end of the world. I've tried and helped a little, but would you mind
this
talking to him?
This is a little unusual because it is a bit off topic, but what's your son's first name?
His name's Richard. He's a little broken up, so just bear with him. But here, I'm gonna. Richard, come to the phone.
Richard, I understand your sadness, but one way to keep the memory of the group alive is simply to get the albums, and maybe you have them, and just play them. That's the best I got. So,
it hurts.
Gary, hopefully, you know,
it is painful.
Things will calm down a bit, and we do have to get back to our show. Thanks for calling. Hopefully you'll become a listener of the show, a follower of the show. All the shows are designed to impact your life and make for a better world. And Richard, as I said, my goodness, we've all lost stars we love, celebrities we love, people we got very attached to. So life has to keep moving forward. I'm sure you'll get some solace out of the music, but the good news is he didn't die. He didn't pass away. He made a conscious choice to leave the group and to go on to other things. Okay, Beverly, we got to go on to you as we're winding down here.
Yeah, the last thing before I do share my poem, I'd want to say is visualization. And you brought that up very beautifully. When I used my example, it was simply to get people to recognize there's a time when you have to let things go. But visualization of yourself in a beautiful, healing place in nature is actually almost, not quite, but almost as effective as being there. And being in nature is extremely healing. Now, there are parts of the country right now where you can be in nature because it's warm and it's comfortable. Other parts where it's kind of difficult. But for those who can't or don't have the time to, the next best thing is visualization or having photographs of something in nature and actually picturing yourself there. It does change. The brain actually looks at things as if it's actually happening, even when it's not. Even when it's not physically happening, once you visualize it, that's what's so extraordinary about visualization, is that your brain can actually change, make the changes and shifts as if it's actually happening. And there is tremendous healing vibrations, and everything is vibratory. Those who listen to this show and hear me every week know that I talk about everything is energy, everything is vibration. So that's another thing that you can do for yourself, is visualize yourself in peace and calm and healthy and happy.
Okay, back to you to wrap up the show with your poem, and then I'll wrap it up with my prayer.
Okay, so you've got to have faith to get what you want. It's the magical power of belief. But doubt, like fear, gets in the way, and it's an elusive thief. Doubt steals your dreams so they can't come true. But if you have strong belief, that faith will sustain you. When you know God created it all and operates the universe by law, and you understand the power of your mind, the perfection of life fills you with awe. Of course, it's easy to have faith when life showers you with blessings, not so easy when you're in the midst of struggle and painful lessons. Yet every philosophy about life's sacred journey says there will be difficulties and grief, and they also say joyous times await you. Just hold on to your faith and belief.
Beautiful, as always, extraordinary work, extraordinary poetry. Really appreciate the show. So many of us know what it's like, what it feels like when you're exhausted and you're so overwhelmed with so much to do. Before I close out the show, let me just see who just popped on. 407-538, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Can I have a Kleenex, please?
Okay, I got to get back to Beverly. Sorry, we just, you know, don't have really more time. And, you know, obviously you're in an emotional distress. Okay, Beverly, I just want to say thank you for being our guest today. Sorry I can't get through to everyone. I was just checking the line. I saw it was a new number, and I thought it would be a quick comment. So to wrap up the show, I want to leave you all with my special prayer. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, celebrate the miracles that are all around you. Celebrate the miracles that will come your way if only you believe in them and are open to receiving them. Celebrate your friends, your opportunities, your resources. Celebrate life. Here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired. by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.